You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, somebody who's been on this show multiple times since we kicked off a year and a half ago, Dr. Jordan Vaughn. He's the chief executive officer at MedHelp Clinics. His specialty is internal medicine. He has literally been on the forefront of what it means to sort of resist the narrative of COVID from the government perspective, but at the same time, treating people left and right and doing so successfully. He's very involved and on the board of an organization called Concerned Doctors. And I thought, you know what? There's been so much coming up out there in the news about the CDC putting the vaccines now on the recommended vaccine list for kids, and what do we do with that? And I thought, you know what, who better to get on than Dr. Vaughn to provide some clarity? So without further ado, Dr. Jordan Vaughn, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for making some time. Hey, listen, let me just start with this. I have said every time you come on the show that you're involved with a group called Concerned Doctors, but we've never really broken down what that is. And so I wonder if you wouldn't mind just taking a second, because I know it's a passion of yours. I know it's something that you don't, you know, make a living off of. It probably makes a living off of you if you get down to it. First of all, what is the organization Concerned Doctors? How did it start? Who's in it? What do y'all do? And take us down the road.
So I will have to say that I was a late comer to Concerned Doctors, mainly because I actually didn't know anything like that existed. And as an independent physician myself, who owns his own practice and labs and pharmacies and such things, a lot of what I was doing was just doing the right thing based on the literature. And I would read the literature every morning. Interestingly enough, it was around the time that the vaccine mandate came through that some physicians at hospital systems who weren't and didn't have the same liberty that I did to be able to make good decisions for their selves and their own body, that they started to come to me and just say, hey, what are we going to do about this? And that was when I got connected with Stuart Tankersley, David Calderwood, and all these guys had already been meeting pretty much on a weekly basis throughout the whole pandemic. And they were kind of brought together by Uni Smith of Eagle Forum. And yeah. So at the time that all this overreach was happening, I think Uni found some doctors that she knew within her organization, which is all about making sure people have, you know, freedom and the ability to make the best decision for themselves. And she, given her years of understanding and knowing what government's like, she knew that this was coming, and she knew that we were going to have to get people together that are like-minded to fight it.
Wow.
And so that's really how it kind of started. And so when I came along, obviously, a lot of the physicians that were part of the group initially were, I guess, saying a bit older than me is probably, it may not be a negative or a positive, but a lot of them were kind of a little bit younger than my dad or my dad's age. And a lot of them were historically people that had and still do have their own private practices, and people that really over the last 10 years have been basically, you know, one by one, either retired or become obsolete because of the government mandates for things like Obamacare and a lot of the basically the administrative healthcare state. And so those guys got to interface with me, and I'm a young guy that basically took, learned a lot from his father, who's a physician, who started my practice the year I was born, but also as a background as an engineer and a businessman and a physician. My solution to the problem was to grow and stay independent. And so the resources that, and really probably the connections as well as the infrastructure that I was able to bring to the group really took us to a new level.
So. Wow. So, I mean, Concerned Doctors, I mean, Stuart Tankersley, I know him personally, good dude. Very conservative, just even outside the realm of medicine, and I know you are too. So would you consider this to be a group of folks who are of conservative mindset regardless, and I mean, not just in medicine, but in terms of life?
Our goal is not necessarily a political ideology, but is more patient-focused. It is us all admitting as physicians that our job primarily is to take care of our patient. And I've recently, when I was talking at some women's group, I kind of came up with this little, you know, I said, every doctor you see should have two C's. You know, one, they should care about the patient, they should care about you. And two, they should be curious about why you're there and what your disease is. And I will tell you that public health has beat that out of us. And that is wrong. And that's why one reason people, I think, complain about medicine the most is because their doctor doesn't seem to care. And they're not curious that it doesn't fit into some, you know, pre-written algorithm or pre-written protocol, wow, but instead that person themselves might be unique. And as a Christian, I mean, I think that that's true all the time.
Wow. I mean, it perfectly said. And I guess that goes into the COVID narrative that has been thrust upon the world for the most part is there's only one treatment, just one. This is what you have to do. Just do this. Do anything else and you're considered, you know, maligned. California has recently passed a COVID misinformation law that threatens the licensure of medical practitioners. And yet you guys have been willing to say, hey, you know what? As a curious doctor, there might be other means by which we can treat the individual patient.
And I will tell you, I feel for physicians in California because I do not know how you can practice medicine abiding by the concept of informed consent when you're not allowed to inform the patient of everything you need to tell them. I mean, it basically means that you are basically practicing negligence. And so, that's malpractice to not tell the patient everything you think they should know.
Well, and this is kind of a chasing a rabbit trail. I don't want to do that too much to you, but are we seeing physicians leaving the state of California for that very reason?
I will tell you, there's quite a brain drain from California. Again, we don't want them to bring their politics with them, but I will tell you at the administrative, national kind of big practice level, you know, even some groups of anesthesiologists around here say it's easier to get some of these highly qualified, highly technical guys than they've ever had an issue getting, meaning
wow,
attracting somebody to Birmingham in the past versus San Francisco. I visited San Francisco when it was not full of human excrement, but it's kind of a nice place, or was, but you know, it's becoming now that Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee are where people want to come, want to practice, and want to be free to take care of their patients because that's why they went into medicine.
Well, as an attorney, I can tell you too, I have done multiple transactions for people coming from California, literally escaping the state, bringing their businesses, their employees, their families, bringing them all here. Hey, Doc, listen, concerned doctors, real quick, as we kind of move through that piece. So how broad is it? Is it a network here in Alabama only? Are you multi-state? Because I know you speak in a variety of states and venues.
Yeah, so concerned doctors, I mean, our goal is to charter it here in the state, which is what we have done at the, you know, but there is a, you know, we have a lot of people even within the group. We have about 100 healthcare providers, physicians that include a diversity of specialties from cardiology to ophthalmology. I mean, I think our goal would be that I think the patients of our state, as well as many states, demand a system that takes them into account. And because our current system has no interest in delivering that, then we have to develop a parallel system. Where does that lead us? I don't know yet. But at this point, we really have a system of doctors that understand what it means to care for a patient as an individual.
How many of the doctors, you said you got about 100 medical practitioners in the fold right now. How many of those came in and they already had the mindset of joining an organization like they could be doing this on their own? And how many of them are coming in now having been sort of disabused of the state narrative during COVID? Is that, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's half and half. I mean, there's the core group of people like Stuart Tinkersley and Dr. Calderwood and those guys who really carried the torch and were standing on their shoulders to be guys like my father that said, you know what, being owned by the hospital and influenced by government doesn't benefit your patient. Mm. And I think the other ones are coming to start to realize that maybe the hospital dictating what I do and what even injection I have to put in my body, much less how I take care of my patient, may not be the best thing for me or my patients.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a combination.
Well, and I would imagine though too that your personal practices, all of your members, has probably increased because there are people out there that wanted to know that there was more than just a single entity or a single option available to them in a very difficult time.
Yeah, exactly. It's been, I think that's probably the most interesting thing is I just got done speaking at the national conference for the FLCCC. I was one of the speakers, of course. You know, their ad said the most published speakers in the world, but I guess I was the only one that wasn't, but which is kind of funny. Again, Paul Merrick and Pierre Corey and those guys who've practiced in what they called systems medicine or the system medicine for the last 30 years of their lives have come to realize that this system is broken and it's bad. So, and being bad for people, and in all honesty, a lot of the things that we were taught and a lot of the things that were pushed have no bearing on their benefit to the people we take care of.
Oh, it's a great place for us to go ahead and take our first break, Doc. So if you'll hang on right now, Boomer, go ahead and move us to the break. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. We're with Dr. Jordan Vaughn, Chief Executive Officer, Internist, or Internal Medicine Specialist, I mean, over at MedHelp Clinics in Birmingham, but he's also with Concerned Doctors, a group that advocates, educates, and protects and provides the opportunities for people to hear that there is more to treatment than just a single narrative. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.